The way Secretary of State Bill Gardner sees it, Granite State elections have gone on under dire circumstances before. And this year, he doesn't see any threats to the voting system.
We had an election in the middle of the Civil War, and we had an election in the middle of World War II, and we're going to have an election on November 8th. And the people of New Hampshire are going to feel as good about that one as they felt about the others.
Part of the reason for Gardner's confidence, New Hampshire, unlike other states, still does a lot of things the old-fashioned way. It hasn't moved to online voter registration, it hasn't adopted online voting systems, and there's still a paper trail to back up the poll results.
We have a system that we don't have to be concerned that there's going to be something different this time because of some imaginary foreign element out there or something that might be interfering with this election.
The state's so comfortable, in fact, that Assistant Secretary of State Dave Scanlon says New Hampshire turned down an offer from the federal government to provide help guarding against possible hacking attempts on its election systems. The Department of Homeland Security offered to lend a hand to states looking for protection against online hacking of their voting systems. The agency also encouraged state and local election officials to report potential hacking to a 24/7 response center.
New Hampshire has not taken the federal government up on that because we are comfortable with our database. We're really an unattractive target, and that's true for a number of reasons.
A poll conducted this summer by the UNH Survey Center found that 83% of residents were confident in the accuracy of the vote counts in the most recent elections here. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.